Kyle Germany. Kamari Vinson has it. Back to Kyle over the timeline. Front court, Carlos Paul on the right side. Kamari back to Carlos. Out to Kyle with 14 on the shot clock. Kyle with a three at the point, and no good. And a fight for the rebounds on the deck, picked up by Cameron Williams from Overland. 52-37, Greyhounds with the ball, 18:45 to play. McKinley Evans out front. Now on the right side, here's a pull-up shot for a two. That's no good by Evans, long up the floor. Carlos Paul steps through, right-hand layup, no good. He was moving too quick and couldn't finish. And rebounded by Moberly on a one-and-done. Right point, McKinley Evans. Hands it over. Here's Carpenter open for another three, and that's good. He's made seven. 55-37. Kyle Germany in the front court. Urji Hanami back to Kyle out front. Walking down the floor, Magic, the Greyhound mascot. Lionel Kamwemba out front. Four on the shot clock. Going to have to shoot quick. Here's Carlos Paul inside, up and around, and no good. It'd have been a clock violation anyway, more than likely partially blocked. Now down the floor with the right hand, a spin shot off the board, no good, by Freddie Cooper, rebounded by Urji Hanami. Kyle Germany takes it in, dishes off. Layup good by Carlos Paul. Carlos with his first field goal has four, and it's 55-39. KO's actually Xavier Sykes. Now he shoots a three from the right point. That's off the mark. Rebounded by Germany. Germany dribbles down, stops. 13-foot jump shot off the side iron. Won't go. Cameron Williams with another rebound for Moberly. And boy, is he gassed. He's going to have to come out of the ball game pretty quick. Carpenter shoots another three, and it's good again. This is preposterous. 58-39. Now here's a give and go. Germany puts it up off the board. No good. Kamwemba trapped underneath. Back out to the point. Carlos Paul. 12 on the shot clock. Germany in the lane. Goes up with a shot. Too hard off the board. Tipped out. Here come the Greyhounds on the run. 2-on-1. Bounce it across. And a dunk. Achille Evans has 8. 60-39. Time out, called by somebody. Grizzlies call time, down by 21, 16:20 to play in the ball game. It's Moberly 60, Grizzlies 39, and back in 1 minute on KDY. 16:20 to play at the Fitzsimmons Shot Arena in Moberly. The Greyhounds run it away, leading 60-39. In the backcourt, Grizzly basketball, and knocked away and stolen, late call. Freddie Cooper gets called for a reach-in foul. Team foul number one of the second half, for either team, for that matter. Riley Whitaker dribbles through a double team, now has it stolen, knocked away, picked that back up by Javian Downey, and now it's saved, going out of bounds, eventually picked up by Riley. He'll take it to the hoop, oh, Javian Downey, up and around, shot good, Javian Downey now has 9, 60-41. Left point, Carpenter will shoot another three, and he misses one. Boy, that's rare. He's only made 8. Carlos Paul out front will drive the lane. Kicks it outside. Urji shoots another three, and that's good. Urji Hanami has been almost a revelation from the three-point line tonight. He's made 4, and he has 14 points. By far the best player in the game for the Grizzlies so far. Javian Downey off the bench has been very good. On the wing, bounce pass back. Carpenter steps back to the corner, gets it to the low block. Cameron Williams with his back to the basket, leans in, right-hand shot, rims off. Rebound, Riley Whitaker for the Grizzlies. Downey up the right side. Hand off to Urji. Can't get the, now he's going to force the three, and that's off the lip of the rim, very short. Players going for the rebound. Cameron Williams comes away with it. Here come the Greyhounds back the other way. On the left baseline, ball is cut off, lost out of bounds. He'll stay with Moberly with 20 on the shot clock. Kendon Peebles checks in for Line will come Wimba. It'll be Xavier Sykes on the inbound play. In the ball game, Tariq Anderson. He is basically their backup postman. They'll throw the basketball in from just right of their own basket. Inbound play, down the key. Here's Evans, partially blocked on the shot by Kenan Peebles, but he must have had a piece of the arm. And the foul is on Kendon, and that'll be his second foul. Tariq Anderson, 6'7", freshman from Palm Beach, Florida. In the lineup, the free throw shooter, though, is Achille Evans. And the first one, good. 61-44. Evans has 9, Evans has 10. Keely Evans. And now ball tipped out of bounds in the front court. It'll be Grizzly basketball again. Keely Evans, 6'5", sophomore from Waterbury, Connecticut. Carlos Paul looks for help. Gets it in to Javian Downey. Right corner, Kenan Peebles with a catch and shoot for a three. Won't go. Rebounded on the near side that time. And back come the Greyhounds into the front court. Sykes has it. Pulls up. 16-foot jumper. No good. Tipped up and in by Achille Evans. Off the miss by Nelson Reynolds. Javian Downey over to Whitaker. Left wing. Urgy's going to shoot another three. That's off the mark. Achille Evans with a rebound. 20-point game, 14 minutes to go. 64-44. Right wing, Carpenter with a three, no good. Tipped in the air by Whitaker, but picked up by Anderson. Back to Carpenter on the wing. He'll drive baseline, feeds it back. Anderson with a give and go, lays it up and good. Carlos Paul over to Riley Whitaker on the right sideline in front of the Grizzly bench. Holds it up, gets it to Javian, takes it all the way in. Right-hand scoop layup. Good! Foul on the play. Basket counts. Javian Downey looks like he is back to form after sitting out a few games with a concussion. Gets the basket on the right baseline drive and got fouled in the process. Foul number three on Tariq Anderson. So, Javian to the line. Kamari Vincent is in the ballgame. Lionel Kumwimba back at the ballgame for the Grizzlies. Here's a free throw try, and it's good. 3-point play for Javian Downey. 66-47. Catch at the point. Evans is going to drive all the way in. Puts it up. Blocked nicely by Kenan Peebles. Evans got it back. Couldn't get the ball to go. Rebounded by Riley Whitaker. Front court crossover, Downey left corner. Kamari Vincent will circle outside with it. Gives the ball over to Javian, cross court, Riley Whitaker. Bouncing it over to Kumwimba, back to Riley. Right point three ball, that's way short. And the rebound taken down by Kenan Peebles. Now Riley drives the lane all the way, lays it up, partially blocked, got it back, hands it off inside, Kumwimba. Can't get it to go. Tipped across. Whitaker goes up. Scores and a foul on the play. Great work. Great work. Riley Whitaker, Lionel Kumwimba, Kenan Peebles. They stayed after it. Riley Whitaker, in his first basket of the game, makes it a 17-point game, 66-49. So we get subs for Moberly here. They'll get Isaiah Robertson, their postman, back in the ballgame. Riley Whitaker from Calico Rock shoots and scores. So a three-point play. 16-point game, 12:40 to go. Grizzlies down 66-50. Back in a minute on Katie Watt. Phil Carpenter, as we come back to play, Moberly with the basketball. A 38.7% three-point shooter. He's made 8 threes tonight. Here's a three at the point. No good. Ball will come off and loose and picked up by Kamari Vincent for the Grizzlies. Up the right side to the point. Vincent with it. Ball deflected, tipped across. Riley's got another three on the wing. No good as he got not either knocked to the floor or flopped. But no call either way. Missed. Picked up by the Greyhounds. They come back. Down the key. Inside out pass. They'll move it to the right point. Reynolds gets it across. Now ball stolen. First turnover of the half against Moberly. They've got four tonight. Javian Downey over on the right side. Vincent to the corner. Riley again shoots for three and no good. Rebound the weak side. Kamwemba to the point. Javian Downey steps into a three. No good. And that'll be rebounded by Lionel Kamwemba. Right point for a three. Kamari, good. '66-'53, back to a 13-point game. Out front, Reynolds, bounce pass into the low block, Cameron Williams. Goes to his left, goes up and around, right-hand scoop, won't go, and the ball is going to be lost out of bounds. And how in the world, they're going to give it back to Moberly, and I don't understand. Isaiah Robertson, obviously, was the last guy to touch it, and they're going to give it back to the Greyhounds. Well, you know, if we'd got the ball back there, or if we get a stop here and come down and get a three, it's a 10-point game again. Inbound play. Darian Combs, and now we'll get a whistle on Kamari Vincent for a holding foul. Team foul number two on the Grizzlies on the inbound play. First one on Kamari. Inbound play underneath, good pass. Layup on the inbound play, and it's good by Akili Evans. Evans has 8.5 and 14 for the game. Down the lane, here's a drive by Javian Downey, and he'll be grabbed for some reason, and that'll stop play. The foul will go against Freddie Cooper, and that'll be his second foul from Moberly. 11 to go, 15-point game. You can come back, but... And you got to get stops, too. Darian Combs on the inbound play. And he stepped out of bounds on the catch on the inbound pass. That is the first turnover of the second half on the Grizzlies. Way better. Urji Hunami gets ready to check in. So does, I think, Trayon. Down the key, here's Akili Evans. He'll be held on the perimeter. And Kamari Vincent is saying, man, he's hooking me. Nope, Kyle Germany is in, along with Urji Hanami for Kamari Vincent and Javian Downey. Here's the inbound play. Sykes gets it in. Williams takes the baseline, cut off, feeds it out. Front side, stolen away by Kyle. 3-on-2 break the other way. Kicks it on the left side. Three ball is up and no good by Darian Combs. Rebound inside, over the back, pump fake, and here's the shot up, no good by Carlos Paul. Great effort. Second time I've said that tonight, and great effort for sure there. As Carlos Paul kept fighting for the ball off the miss by Darian Combs, and ultimately gets fouled. Third time that Freddie Cooper has been called for the foul. Carlos Paul at the line, down 15. First try is good. One more try, 68-54. If we could get this thing down to 10, you never know. Next free throw is no good. Akili Evans with a rebound from Moberly. 68-54 with 10:38 to play. Evans down the key all the way, pulls up, shoots it over Combs, no good. Tip up is up and good by Akili Evans. Out of their 7 field goals in this half, Evans has 4 of them. Carlos Paul on the wing, cutting inside Germany, goes around the man, goes up inside, scores, and the foul on the play, basket counts. Good flash to the middle, and Kyle got open quickly. And quickly got the shot away and drew the foul. Number 2 on Cameron Williams for Moberly. 70-56. 10:13 to play. Could make it. A 13-point game, but no good. On the right side, Keo Carpenter. Keeps the dribble, crosses over, drives the baseline, wraparound, give and go, layup good, foul on the play, basket counts. Cameron Williams with his first field goal in the second half. And he's got 10 points. Terrific bounce pass on the pick and roll that time by Keo Carpenter. And Cameron Williams be at the free throw line to shoot one. 72-56. And one free throw here for the Cape Girardeau postman. No good. Rebound. Riley Whitaker with it. Back to a 16-point game. Out front, Jamian Downey wide open with a three. Shoot that thing. No good. Off the mark. Sykes saves it from going out of bounds. And picked up by Carpenter. You better pick him up now. Here he goes. Behind the back dribble. Goes to his left. Down the key all the way. Left-hand scoop off the board. Won't go. Urji Hunami, who has a bucket load of rebounds tonight, gets another one. Up the right side, Downey. Wrap around, bounce pass, baseline. Carlos Paul. Posts up down low. Carpenter turns, reaches through. Left-hand shot around the rim. It hangs there, won't go down. Bad break, rebounded by Akili Evans. Up the right sideline now. Evans has it to the point, to the left side. Carpenter. Long three, left wing. No good. Rebound, Urji Hunami. Front court, right side, Downey splits the D, gives it over. Paul lays it up and good. Foul the play, basket counts. That draws us within 14 again. So it'll be a bucket and one. K.O. Carpenter with his second foul. Darian Combs goes out. Kenan Peebles comes in. So the Grizzlies right now with the shooter, Carlos Paul, Javian Downey, Kamari Benson, Kenan Peebles, and Urji Hunami. And the free throw is no good. And rebounded by Akili Evans. Overly comes back. 14-point game. Grizzlies up, or down, I should say. I wish. 72-58. In the right corner, baseline drive up and around, left-hand layup is good. Freddie Cooper with his third field goal, 8 for the night, 8:46 to play in the second half. Overly up by 16, 74-58. Full timeout. Back in a minute on KDY. Barring a comeback in the last 8.5 minutes, Moberly is going to pick up their 19th win of the season. They'll play Indian Hills here next Tuesday night. Front court Grizzlies with the basketball. Carlos Paul trapped on the side. Holds it. Gotta get rid of it, Carlo. Puts it on the deck. Breaks five count. Gets it out to Kamari Vincent. From the Grizzly bench, pick and roll high. Goes to the left. Steps back. Nothing open. Gets it to Fabian Downey. Steps through. Puts it up on a running hook off the board. No good. Kamwimba with a rebound, though. Out to the left point. Here's another three. Look, that's good. Kamari Vincent. 74-61, 13-point game. Gotta like the effort, if nothing else. Sykes, ball loose on the floor, picked up, gets it over, now pass underneath. Pump fake Anderson up from the right hand, reverse won't go, puts it up again, won't go. Rebound, Carlos Paul, and a three would make it a 10-point game with 7:43 to go. Hunami on the right side. Urji dribbles through all the way. Right hand scoop off the board. Won't fall. Bad break there. It's going a little fast. And taken by Moberly. Now loose ball in the backcourt. They pick it up and feed it up ahead. Sykes has it. He'll put it on the floor. Left hand floater is up and good. From 10 feet, Xavier Sykes. With the first basket he's had since early in the first half. 76-61. Well, that takes a little starch out of our shirt. Kamari Vincent has it. Cross court, Javian. Can't get the three. Drives in, goes up, block. Clean block by Akili Evans. 2-on-2 break the other way. Up by Carpenter. No good on the drive from the right side. Rebounded by the Grizzlies. in the right corner. Urgy's got another three. Catches, shoots, and it won't go down. That would have cut it to 12. Front court, Evans all the way in. Right, inside out, pass in the corner. There's Carpenter again. Good. 10 threes for K.O. Carpenter. 34 points. 79-61. Over the top, Urgy drives in, and he'll get blocked, but a foul will be called, and it'll be two shots. Achille Evans will pick up foul number two, and Urgy Hunami, who definitely has the inside track to being the Downs Auto Service player of the game, has 14 points. And the first try is no good. This is a career high, college career high for Urgy Hanami tonight, 14. 79-61. 21 has been the biggest spread tonight. Second try for Hunami is good. Sykes, front court with the left hand to the baseline. Double team there, gives it back out to the corner. Carpenter has it. He'll dribble down the key, inside out pass. Gets it outside. Here's a drive by Cooper, and he puts it up and good. Cooper has 10, 81, 62. Left wing, Urgy has it in the corner. He'll move it outside and get it to Riley. Bounce pass inside, and a reach-around foul will be called on Tariq Anderson, I think. Yep. That's his fourth foul, and that'll put the Grizzlies on the free throw line with a 1-1. So Lionel Kamwimbo will be at the line. They'll sub out Tariq Anderson for Cameron Williams. 6'8 for 6'8. One and one. Free throw is no good. Rebounded by the Greyhounds. Long pass up the floor, and a layup at the other end is good by Freddie Cooper. Old Freddie was... He must think it's springtime. He was cherry picking. 83-62. This matches the biggest lead from Overly. 21. Hunami gives it back to Riley Whitaker. Davian Downey inside to the corner. Three ball is good by Urgy Hunami. 18 tonight for Urgy. Sykes. On the dribble, goes in, little left-hand floater, won't go, and the rebound to Lionel Kamwimba. Gets it to Riley Whitaker. 83-65 with 4:37 to go. Downey, left point, left corner. Kenton Peeble up fake, gets cut off and blocked, bounces it off of the leg of a Moberly Greyhound. Grizzlies get it back. Hunami has it. Bounce pass on the back door, good defense by Sykes, got a hand on it, and a turnover. 4:17 to go. Left side, Sykes pulls up. 13-foot shot in and out. Rebound, Lionel Kamwimba. Cross court, Peebles. Drives down, and a whistle and a blocking foul will be the call with 4 minutes even to play in the ballgame. 83-65 Greyhounds. Jarvis Moyer with a foul for Moberly, his second. Grizzlies have not had an answer tonight for K.O. Carpenter. Free throw is good by Kendon Peebles. K.O. Carpenter made 8 threes in the first half. No, he made 6 threes in the first half. 3 more here in this half, so he's got 9 for the night. He has 31 points now. Next free throw is no good. So one out of two for Kendon. Sykes, crossover, takes it in all the way, feeds it around the horn to the left point. Here's a three, wide open shot, no good. And the ball tipped out of bounds by the Greyhounds. It'll be Grizzly ball, 3:40 to play. Riley Whitaker up the left side. Kenyon Peebles gets it to Javian Downey. He has a screen to the right. He'll take it and dribble top of the circle. Crossover, steps through, shoots it off the board. No good. And rebounded by Cameron Williams. Well, he got to the rim, got a good shot, but just couldn't get it to fall. It was definitely contested, 83-66. Sykes on a give and go, shoots it from the left side, no good. And the ball out of bounds. It'll be off the Grizzlies. It'll go to the Greyhounds. 20 on the shot clock, 3:06 to play. Inbound for Sykes. Williams hands it back to Sykes. Curls over the top. Left hand, Kareem Jamar, skyhook is good. That looked kind of odd coming from a 5'10" guard. But it was effective, and he now has 12 points. 85-66. Downey drives in, goes up, and I mean gets snuffed by Keely Evans and Cameron Williams. Front court right side. Here's an open three, up and good. Nelson Reynolds with his first basket. It's a three. Kenan Peebles in the front court. Bad pass deflected. Stolen. Pass up the floor. For the longest time in this half, we had one turnover. Here's a shot missed from the left corner, picked up by Riley Whitaker. Left baseline, Carlos Paul. Outside to Riley. Carlos Paul has it at the left elbow. In the middle, here's a 13-foot fadeaway jumper. Good. Carlos Paul down. 7.5, 9 for the game. We get a timeout, but it's simply for substitution purposes. I'm getting a phone call from San Francisco. I'm still rooting for the Chiefs. All right, 1:55 to go in the ball game. 88-68. We'll name our Don's Auto Service Player of the Game at the end of this, and then we'll talk with Jared Fay, head coach of the Grizzlies. Bunch of subs in the lineup. Greyhounds come back with it. And now whistling a double dribble violation will be the call against the Greyhounds. Just in the basketball game, Cameron Lee. Grizzlies in the front court, down the key. Urgy inside-out pass in the middle. Here's Carlos Paul. Up fake, goes up strong, can't get it. And the rebound taken down by the Greyhounds. Front court, they'll dish it off. Here's a drive down the key, no good. And the first time tonight that we've seen Spencer is a Wero. He is a freshman in the corner. Here's a three, no good. Loose basketball picked up by Carlos Paul. Darian Combs has it over on the right point. Down the key, a driving in, slapped away, but a foul will be called on the play on Lee, and that will stop the clock. 88-68, 1 minute to play. In the game, Spencer Ezewiro, who is a 6'8 freshman from Los Angeles. Clear night, though, for Urgy Hunami. He'll go to the line and shoot two. First try is good. So let's see, that is that right? Yep. 19 points for Ergy. Be great to see him make this one and hit the 20-point mark. Collegiate high by far. Next try is good. Attaboy, Ergy. Good for him. 88-70. Full court pressure by the Grizzlies with a minute to go. Lob pass up the right side of the floor. Now back to the other side, and they'll get into their offense here. On the right side, long three is no good. Rebound will go long to the corner. Spencer has it. Loose basketball. Players collide, picked up on the turnover. Grizzlies come back down the key all the way. Left hand running way up is good. Kenan Peebles with a nice shot. And we've got, I think it is, Lionel Kimwemba down on the floor at the other end. He may have bumped Boggins with somebody there. And so the Moberly trainer will go check on him. He's taking his time getting up. There's 30.9 seconds to go in the ball game. All the time when you have players collide, he's a little woozy, and he must have got cut. He did. So they'll have to use disinfectant, get the blood cleaned up off the deck before we can continue on. Must have cut a lip. It looks like he has got a mouthful of gauze right now. So once that is thoroughly cleaned up under the Moberly basket, we'll have 30.9 to go. 3-point shooting allowed Moberly to break this game open in the first half, but it was too much to overcome. Front court, Greyhound basketball. At the point, Ade Papula in the lineup. And a foul, that'll be the 15th foul on the Grizzlies with 17.9 left. Third foul on Kenan Peebles. Playing out the string, they throw the ball in and probably will just let the clock run out. We'll let them do that. And that'll do it. 88-72. Grizzlies fall for the second time this season to Moberly. We'll come back and name our Dom's Auto Service Player of the Game and talk with Jared Fay postgame-wise coming up next on KDY. Back in one. All right, we'll get Jared Fay up here in just a second. Our Dom's Auto Service Player of the Game, no doubt about it. Ergy Hanami, what a game he had tonight with 20 points. And at last count, I had him for 7. He may have had more rebounds than that. But Ergy Hanami with a career-high 20-point night, really great effort. And the Grizzlies lose this one by a final of 88-72. As Jared Fay makes it up here to this terrific. I wish I had this press box everywhere we played.
Yes, nice.
This ain't bad at all. So, 88-72, and just a dry stretch in the first half. Dry for us, very wet for them. And number one, we just couldn't get it in our heads that we had to stay on that kid.
Yeah, he had a night. Even when he got some open looks early, and he really got going. And then, he was hitting shots off the dribble, contested shots. He just kind of had one of those nights. But we let him get going. We couldn't guard the bounce very good, so we were trying to go zone to maybe stop the bounce a little bit. That didn't really work either. But you got to give a lot of credit to Moberly. I mean, they played really well tonight.
We did a little better on the turnover front tonight. Not a lot, but a little bit, 13 turnovers. And we went a long way into the second half with just one in the last 20 minutes. So there were some things that looked better tonight.
Yeah, and, 15 or 13 against Moberly, I mean, I think coming in your goal is less than 15, to be honest, just because they're going to press and they're going to foul a lot and do a lot of things. So I thought we were pretty good there. We hit some shots. Ergy had a really good game. Our defense wasn't quite as good as it has been lately, but, there's some things that we can build on.
There are a few things that kind of stood out in the ball game. I think we're seeing Javian Downey kind of emerge, coming back after an injury with that concussion. He looked great tonight. He had 12 points. Erji Hanami, what about the game he had?
Yeah, you know, it's fun to see those freshmen really figuring it out. And you're right, Javian had a stretch there where, you know, he was playing pretty good, and then he had the concussion and he missed the month and came back, and I felt like was kind of going back to playing like a freshman. But last game we started to see it against Indian Hills, and I thought he was really good tonight and how comfortable he is out there, confident. Kyle Germany took a shot to the ribs in the first half, and he was trying to play in the second half. He's a tough dude, but we got to get him checked out. And then, of course, Lionel just went down with an injury that I sound like we have to go get stitches for.
I thought that tonight, Erji had the kind of game with 20 points, and I don't know how many rebounds he had. He had at least 7 rebounds. Yeah. He may have had a double-double tonight. But that is the kind of effort that you can point at and say, that's what we need from everybody every ball game.
No doubt. You know, I feel like Kamari's been playing a lot harder, too.
He had a good game tonight.
Those are freshmen that are they're playing hard every play, and definitely something to build on, but it's been great to see Erji. You know, he works hard on a shot. He shoots a lot. And see him have that confidence he did tonight was definitely a step in the right direction. And if he shoots it, you know, like that, he's as good as any player in the conference, really.
It's not translating to winning games, but there are certain aspects of the game that are getting better. We're doing a better job taking care of the basketball, for one thing. Our free throw shooting hasn't been bad at all, really, the last couple of games. So maybe we're trending in the right direction with a chance to get a home win next Wednesday.
Yeah, you know, we're running out of time to keep working on things, but, you know, we were stuck on the turnovers. Last two games now, back-to-back games where I felt like we're pretty good there. So there's other areas that we need to get better. Like I said, we don't have much time, but we've got a tough one against State Fair Wednesday, and all we can really do is flip the page and move on to that.
All right, Coach, thank you very much. Appreciate
all right, thanks,
it. All right, Jared Fay, head coach of the Grizzlies. The final score in the ball game again is 88-72. Scoring for the Grizzlies tonight, Erji Hanami, and he is the Don's Auto Service player of the game. He had 20 points and may have, because I can't keep the rebound total, but he may have had a double-double tonight. He was that good. 13.9 for Kamari Vinson, another player that we were referencing a moment ago, who, given more playing time, has really produced. 12 points for Javian Downey, 11 points for Kyle Germany, 9 for Carlos Paul, 4 points for Kendon Peebles, and 3 for Riley Whitaker. That rounds out the score. Leading for Moberly with 31 to K.O. Carpenter. He was unbelievable tonight. He made 9 threes in the first half. He made 6, and that was pretty much the difference in the basketball game. Moberly for the night. They didn't shoot many threes in the second half. They made 14 for the ball game. The Grizzlies had, 6 threes in the first half and 4 in the second half. So we had a total of 10. So not a big discrepancy there, which is a great improvement. But the Grizzlies had a little dry stretch early on in the first half after taking a 2-0 lead. Next thing you know, you look up, we're down 16-7. And then you're just trying to hold on and stay in the game. And Moberly by the half led 52-35. Greyhounds go to 19-6. They will play Indian Hills here at the Fitzsimmons John Arena next Tuesday night. That should be a dandy ball game. Grizzlies will be at home, and they'll be playing State Fair for the second time this season at the Joe Paul Evans Arena. And that'll be on Wednesday night. And that game will be more than likely, don't know for sure, but more than likely will be broadcast over on Q94. And right now I'm going to say James Hurt will take care of that. Meanwhile, on KDY, we'll have the West Plains High School game in Springfield against Springfield Central. Tonight, Greyhounds hard to win here, that's for sure. And tonight, no exception. I'm trying to remember last time I saw us win a game here. It has been a very long time. I'm guess about 12 years ago, maybe. But final again here is 88-72. Greyhounds win it. And until Wednesday, as far as the Grizzlies are concerned, Grizzlies and the Zizzers, for that matter, are concerned, I'm Harlan Hutchison. Thanks to Jasmine for good work back in the studio. As we say, so long and good night from Moberly, Missouri.